So this is going to be part two to email marketing. So last week I did an episode just sharing of how you can utilize social media to be able to market your email list and create, you know, like a freebie, the importance of that freebie that you give in exchange for the email that the person is going to give you, that it's of value. But in today's episode, I really wanted to talk about one of the biggest struggles for everybody, including for myself years ago when I started doing this. I had no idea how to be consistent. I had no idea how to like keep it simple. And I learned this tactic not that long ago, and it has been game changer for me. And rather than just keeping it for myself, in today's episode, I wanted to share with you how to create weekly emails, if that's your route, or you want to do just a monthly or bi-weekly email, how to do that in a way that doesn't cause burnout or analysis paralysis or overthinking it to not doing it and not taking action. One of the simplest ways that you can do this is by, I want you to think, anytime you post on your Instagram or your Facebook or whatever social media platform you like to use, you can utilize that content as your email. So that was one of the most amazing things that I ever heard. Instead of having to create this whole idea of like, oh my gosh, what am I going to tell my clients? How can I help them? Most likely than not, your content on Facebook or Instagram or your favorite social media platform has a lot of value in it. And you do not need to go ahead and recreate the wheel and, you know, think of what to write. Instead, you can literally utilize, for example, if I posted a video of how, you know, what a balayage means and to me and what a balayage and root great coverage would look like in my salon, which I do have a video on that on my page on Celeste the Stylist on Instagram. I could literally utilize that to write an email. So how I would do it is you can literally use your hook and your whole caption that you wrote on Instagram as your email. Emails do not have to be this long letter or book or novel of things. It's really a way to build connection and value with your clients, with your audience. So I wanted to let you know that you can do this in two ways, and we're going to go a little bit more into depth about this. So first, let's start in the hairstylist world for your clients. So if I was going to write an email with that, you know, caption or that video that I created on Instagram, you can literally add a link where people can go look at the video, which will increase engagement on your post. And then you could also do it in an educational way. So you can let your clients know, hey, did you know that this is what getting 5 services done in one sitting looks like? Or, hey, did you know that you can get your gray hair coverage done? And also while that's processing, add some highlights to your hair. Look at this video. So that is giving people value, right? So if that was for my clients, for my hair coloring clients, that's giving them value. Now they know like, oh my gosh, she can do that. Like, so I don't have to spend extra time at the salon while my grays are being covered. She can add a few highlights. Love that. I want to do that next time. They can also look, like, I wonder what that process looks like. Oh, she has a cool video. I can check that out and see how it looks, the process and the after, to see if that's something that they want to do. Or you can just go ahead and pique curiosity and they can see what's going on at the salon. And number 4, if they haven't been to the salon in a while or they're an old client but they happen to be on your email list, this can be a way to re-engage them or get them curious about coming back to the salon again. So these are just different ways how it can really help you. And that's how I would use one of my social media posts as an email if I was doing that for a hair color client. Now let's go into the education realm, because I don't see a lot of people doing this and I really want to help you. I love simplifying things. I do not want my life complicated. I don't want you to complicate your life either. So let's go to writing emails if you're a beauty educator, okay? So if you're a beauty educator, that probably means that you have hairstylists or other beauty pros in your email list, which I do. I have 2 email lists. One is just for my clients. The other one's or for my education educator in the beauty industry. So with that same, you know, post that I did on Instagram, which was a reel of the video doing the great coverage and the balayage and, you know, the whole service from beginning to end, and I posted it, I showed my process. I can literally utilize that to, for example, you could create an email out of that to let, number 1, people know of what your process looks like. You know, if you're a hairstylist, or your email list for beauty educators is hairstylists, they're going to be curious to see your you know, what your process actually looks like in the chair. Number two, you can also inspire them that, hey, did you know that you don't have to complicate your life? You can do a root coverage and a balayage here. Go check out that email, you know, go check out that video right here. That's giving the inspiration to, you know, work smarter, not harder, and make more money behind the chair. Three, I could literally write a email with that same video. Okay, it's literally an Instagram post. Look, I'm already going to a third email idea on this. I could literally write an email on ways to create content in a super easy way without having to overthink it, and go in depth in that email over the process that I use. So that's how that one email, I mean, that's how that one post that I created on Instagram can literally create 6 to 7 emails without having to be overwhelming, without having it to be hard. So now I want you to do this exercise for yourself. I want you to go out to your Instagram account or your Facebook account and look at your last post, okay, that you did. And think about writing an email on that. If you don't know what to write, again, you can use the caption and the hook that you wrote on there. So whatever you wrote with that picture or that video on Instagram, that could be your email. You can put in a little link if your email provider lets you do that, so people can go check out that video and invite them. Like, hey, you can see the process. Just click down there. It's giving people value or entertainment. So it's very simple. When you think about email marketing, it does not have to be this overwhelming thing. And I want to share, I really wanted to share this with you because this is what happened to me years ago. So years ago, I wanted to write emails, okay? And everybody was writing these beautiful, eloquent, super long, like, emails that were, like, so long. I had to literally, like, scroll down, like, 5-6 times. And it had beautiful, like, fonts and imagery and, videos and all this, like, beautiful things all over it. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, there's no freaking way that I can totally do that. Like, that is so not me. Like, that's not, I can't do that. And for the longest time, I'm like, okay, so I cannot write an email because it doesn't look like everybody else. And this is, was my analysis paralysis for me. It was comparison. And I know I'm not alone in this. And that is why, like, even last week I mentioned, I use Flowdesk because they literally have templates, which has made it so easy. I love that you can add photos. They have stock photos on there that you can utilize for free. They have GIFs, you know, those really funny little meme videos. You can add emojis to your titles, to your emails. All that stuff is already in there. It takes out all the guesswork. It takes out all the hard work, and it helps me be consistent. That's why I love utilizing Flowdesk. I've used many other providers, but none of them have been really helpful. So I'll go ahead and link it down there. I'm an affiliate. It costs you $0 if you decide to try it out. You get 50% off for the whole year. So you can go ahead and try that out and see and check it out. I really love utilizing them. But most importantly, I want you to start really simplifying your business. Sometimes when we think, oh my gosh, email marketing, especially for me, you know, like, I was like, I'm a hairstylist. When it started in 2017, I'm like, I'm a hairstylist. What do you mean email marketing? That sounds like for people who have like a corporate job or have this huge company. And that is not true. I really wish I would have started my email list sooner, but I want to leave you with this thought and a little glimpse inside of my own business. In the past month, okay, it's just been a month, I have grown my email over 400 subscribers, which is a lot, okay? So, like, my email list was stagnant for a long time. Like, I couldn't, like, it would go up and down, and it's been growing really fast and rapidly. I really attribute this to two things, and I'm only sharing this because I want you to know it is not too late to start. If you decide to start today, it's not too late for you. It's not over, and you do not have to think like, oh, but it's nice to last for you. You've been doing this for a while. Like, no, I've just shared with you that my email list was going up and down, kind of stagnant in the same number. And I literally was able to add like an additional 400 subscribers in less than like a month, in the past month, just from doing this, from sharing my emails by utilizing the content I'm already creating, which makes it so much more simpler to write a simple email, by remembering that there's a human reading that. Not everybody's going to read your emails. Not everybody's going to open your emails. But the people that are opening it have decided that, yes, I want to hear from you. they care about you. And even if they don't read the whole email, they're getting that connection one-on-one away from the salon from directly you. And last and number three, don't be afraid to share it. So one of the biggest things that has helped me grow is actually sharing, like, hey, I have this freebie, or hey, here's my email, or hey, sign up for this. Like, you need to promote it. I know, like, it can be so hard because I've been there before where you're like, oh, crap, do I really want to share, like, what it looks like? Do I really want to share the process? This past weekend, so on Sunday, I went to Jay Lattner's class. Shout out to Mr. Jay Lattner. Love you, babe. And then I went to go see my Ricardo. Ricardo had a hair too. He's my best friend. Both amazing colorists. They work with Oligo and Professional. And it was just such a beautiful class. We got to go to Jay's class. And that was, you know, in the behind the scenes, helping them and doing different things. And it was just, you know, like being around other hairstylists and being in such an intimate atmosphere where the class wasn't like super, like, it's not like 150 people class. It's more intimate setting. We're able to really talk about the struggles, what people were there for. And it reminded me again that sometimes the biggest thing that we tend to do, not because we want to, is we overcomplicate things. Or we think things have to be done a certain way, or it has to be hard, or it has to be long in order to be worth it, right? And our best PR person, our best hype person is always going to be ourselves. I do not want you to be your town's best kept secret. And your dreams and your goals do not have to be like everybody else's or like the industry says it will be. But I can share with you this, that when you decide to start growing your email list, you will be able to make more money and sell more, because I have seen it time and time again. Anytime I send an email just to like check in with my clients or share like a new product I've been trying. Like, I have an email coming out this week I'm sending out to my clients on my disaster little trial and a new product that literally dried out my hair so horribly. But I wanted to try it because my clients kept swearing that this thing works and everybody's talking about it. So I tried it and it was a horror story on my hair. When I send emails out like that, I not solely get to connect with them and they get to hear from me and know that I care about them and I hear them because I'm trying products like that they're talking to me about, but I also get to be part of their life. What happens when, like, I want you to think about this. What happens when, like, somebody texts you all of a sudden? You get so excited, like, whether it's a friend or like, hey, let's go out to eat, or hey, let's go get a coffee, or hey, how you've been. You get excited, you talk, there's that energy exchange, right? And it usually leads to some type of action, whether it's you replying to your friend, whether it's you going out with your friend, whether it's you asking your friend for, you know, about something. The same thing happens every time I send out an email. You do not have to have a whole bunch of people or like thousands of subscribers on your email. You're able to create more revenue with people that trust you. It's so much more easier to make money and to have a reoccurring client that already trusts you and loves you and know what you can give them versus always trying to get new clients. So don't neglect your bread and butter. Don't neglect your returning clients, because they are the ones that are probably like seeing you the most, that are care about you the most, and are really going to be there for you to support you. I want to end today's episode with this little story on one of my clients. I will not mention her name. I'll keep her anonymous. So her name shall be, let's make up her name to be Jane. Okay, so Jane, during 2020, it was during the shutdowns, and we were not working, right? So we were not working during that time, and it was the first shutdown. And I had just gotten my salon suite, okay? And a lot of my clients knew we had just moved to the salon suite so we could have an intimate space just with my clients. And, you know, I had just been working a couple of days before the shutdown happened. And Jane just surprised me. She's one of my, like, amazing clients. She's one of my regulars. She sent me some money on my Venmo, my business Venmo. And she's like, just because I'm thinking about you. She does random things like this all the time for me. And I appreciate her and have so much love for her. Because, not because, oh, well, that's nice, Celeste, she sends you money. No, listen to this. I appreciate her so much because she's been there through the hard stuff, through the new things, through the changes to now. She has been through all the journeys. She's been with me. She's a client since 2018. And being able to have conversations with her and laugh with her and, send memes to her within our own boundaries, within business, She respects my boundaries. She respects my policies. She's such a dream and amazing client. And all this has happened through a nurturing of our relationship. And the same thing happens when you email. Don't underestimate the power of email. It's beautiful how when your clients will respond to you, when your clients, oh yeah, I forgot, I was thinking about you. Hey, can I get my haircut? Or hey, can I have my color? Or hey, can I have my beauty service? Or hey, can I go pick up this product from you? Building that relationship, knowing that you're always thinking about them and you're there to help them, not only to just sell them. Developing that relationship through email is possible and it does happen. I've seen it in my own business. We do it all the time. Just think about like whether Ulta or Sephora or whatever your beauty provider is, your favorite brand is sending you emails to invite you to purchase something, to let you know that a new product is out. You don't think they're annoying. So why are you not promoting your own business? I really hope that this episode was super helpful for you for part two. And I will be putting up a video this week on YouTube, which I'm so excited and nervous about because it's really heart-opening through my journey in the beauty industry and the shifts into where I'm heading next. And I hope you really enjoy it. And I'll see you back here next time. Bye, love.